Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. Every week, Pope Francis seems to take a progressive stance on a new controversial issue. Abortion, marriage, homosexuals, even the church's legacy in developing countries like Bolivia. But that's all the Pope's power to be the public face of the church. Privately, the old guard Vatican is not too pleased with Francis's liberalizing reforms, and there's a growing faction of conservative dissent against the head of the Catholic Church. And in the recent weeks of build-up to the Pope's visit to the U.S., those whispers are becoming increasingly loud. Michael O'Loughlin is national reporter for Crux and author of the new book, The Tweetable Pope. He says that the dissent, in part, is because of Francis's own internal politics.
The backlash is real. There's definitely dissent in the church, and Francis is in a funny position because while he seems to be favoring some liberalizing and how the church applies its teaching out in the world, he's also called for honest discussion about how to go about this process. And he's encouraged conservative and liberal bishops to speak up and kind of say what's on their mind. So he's getting that. So he's kind of dealing with, you know, what he's asked for. So it'll be interesting over the next couple months to see how he deals with this backlash.
A lot of people might have thought that the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, the Vicar of Christ had absolute power. Just he waves his finger and the church has to do what he says.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, he does. I mean, it's good to be king in the Catholic Church. But in a real sense, he has to have bishops on board with him. It's a global institution with a billion members. And, you know, he can say what he wants, but he has to have people implementing that. And he has to have, you know, even ordinary run-of-the-mill Catholics kind of taking up his call. So, yes, Pope Francis does have a lot of power, but he also hasn't shown a willingness to change any church teaching either. It's more a battle about applying church teaching in pastoral settings. So he knows he needs to get people on board, and he's reaching out to the left and the right and making sure that everyone's kind of with him before he moves too dramatically on any single issue.
In a way, this sounds like a great deal of infighting. In another way, you kind of step back and say, why should the Holy See be any different than any other big institution, especially one that's 1,800 years old?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This is a hugely large institution. So it's no surprise that there's any dissent or any infighting. But at the same time, the church prides itself on maintaining a sense of unity, especially in public. So we haven't seen this kind of public questioning of papal leadership in at least 30 years. John Paul II, Benedict XVI really prided themselves on loyalty from their bishops. But again, this is Francis saying, no, let's be adults. Let's have a conversation where we really consider what's going on in the world. He thinks it's healthy for the church to do that.
There's plenty of discussion and dissent outside the Vatican on websites and discussions. Inside the Vatican itself, Michael O'Loughlin, you know, a skeptic might think that this is really about the corruption reforms that Francis has undertaken, upending the corruption and ossified bureaucracy inside the Vatican, and of course, opening up the murky and entirely unaccountable Vatican Bank. And that's what people are really upset about in Vatican City.
Yeah, it's no surprise to anyone that some people in the Vatican are resisting these changes. After all, the Vatican bureaucracy really sank the papacy of Benedict XVI. So people's careers are at stake. The Vatican was a breeding ground for some corruption and some less than noble clerics to kind of live the good life. So Francis came in as an outsider, and his job is to reform all that. So that there's backlash isn't surprising. That there's a whisper campaign that's risen to this level to undermine the Pope does kind of shake people a little bit and shows a side of the church that I think a lot of Catholic bishops wish would remain hidden.
An outward-facing change in message from Pope Francis and an inward-facing anti-corruption campaign at the Vatican Bank and in the bureaucracy, all perhaps leading to some backlash from conservatives in the church. Michael O'Loughlin, national reporter for Crux. Michael, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
And he's got a new book out today, The Tweetable Pope.